This is Matters on Student Growth, episode number 6 from Oak Grove Elementary School, Peachtree City, Georgia. Today we sit down with three fifth graders, Abby, Ellie, and Jarek, who recently competed in the Science Olympiad competition.
Welcome, Oak Grove families, to podcast number 6. Today we're sitting down with three fifth graders to talk about Science Olympiad. So let's start with you, Abby. Whose homeroom are you in?
Mr. Brown.
Okay, and?
Mrs. Eller.
That was Ellie. And Jarek, whose homeroom are you in?
Miss Grant.
Miss Grant. So we've got a good representation here. My first question, and feel free to talk whenever, it's not one person at a time, but let me just start with Jarek. What is Science Olympiad?
It's like this competition where you study about science and you compete in like booth, and then you compete there, and then if you win, you go to state.
Very cool. So when you say booth, you mean Booth Middle School, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Ellie, are there a lot of different kinds of competitions?
Yes. I think there are like 14.
50, right?
Yeah. 14 or 15 different events, and then they're like partners for each event, so yeah.
Very cool. All right. Abby, what competition were you in?
I was in bridge building.
Bridge building. Ellie, what did you do?
Simple machines and crime busters.
And Jarek, what did you do?
I did water rockets and backyard biologist.
Okay, very cool. So you just went and competed, or did you practice a little bit?
We had to practice every Monday for like, I think, 2 months.
For about 2 months?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I feel like it's a little more than that.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started last year, like 23.
September.
Very cool.
It was in March.
Now, Mrs. Eller is kind of the head of Science Olympiad, but she's not the only coach, right?
No.
Yeah.
Very cool. Was it? It was teachers and parents, right?
Yes. I had Mr. Schultz.
Mr. Schultz, who'd you have?
Mrs. Bunker.
Uh-huh.
I had Ellie's dad.
Ah, very cool. All right. Well, start with you, Abby. Why did you want to do Science Olympiad?
I think it's interesting.
You're a science buff?
Yeah.
Cool. Ellie?
Well, all my siblings did it, and like I like science. It's like one of my favorite subjects. So.
Yeah. Jarek?
Science is fun, and me and my sister did it last year, so I want to do it again.
Very cool. And does Science Olympiad go into the middle school?
Yes.
Does it go into high school?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So it's a lot like the tech competition. You can keep doing this for several more years. Very cool. How much time, you said you've practiced on Mondays. Was that your, that was your team practice, but did you do your own studying outside of that?
So you were like able to. I think most people did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
About how much do you think, Ellie, a week did you study?
Maybe like 3 or 4 days after school.
3 or 4 days after school?
Very cool.
Jarek, same thing?
Yeah.
Mine was probably closer to 2 to 3 days.
Okay. Awesome. And you were able to, it sounded like some of you were in more than one competition, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I was in two last year,
but
I only wanted one this year.
Isn't there also like a mystery?
Yeah. My brother was in the mystery events.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, so like there's like a mystery architecture, and you have to build out of like whatever they give you. And then you have to like hold something at the top.
Yeah, you have to like hold a tennis ball at the top, and then it can't fall down.
Yeah, and there was a mystery event that my brother did, and he had to build a tower out of straws, and there was a like an index card at the top that had to hold dice.
Okay, so this is not just a quiz you're taking at the end.
No.
Yeah?
What was yours like, Jarek?
It was like this paper, and then we had to move around in the table, and then they gave like a picture, and we had to pick the correct answer for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what Simple Machines was like.
Last year I did No Bones About It, and we couldn't talk to each other. Like, we had to like write things down. I couldn't talk to my partner.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
I teach you fifth graders. That was hard, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the competition day was like. Y'all went to booth, right, Jarek?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what you thought.
I was pretty nervous, but when I went to the room, me and Charlie felt like we did good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all all met over at booth that morning?
Yeah. Since the cafeteria's in the middle, we all like, each school sits at a lunch table and just get like study and like get set up there.
Like we all brought like everybody brought a different snack.
Okay.
And like they had a steam bus, fire safety bus, like 4-H had a bunch of different stations.
Oh, so in addition to the competition, you had these other things going on, almost like a science fair for lack of better words.
My favorite one was like they did like a, like it was like Jarek's event, they did like a pressure, like with pressure, they launched rockets, like bottle rockets.
Rockets is always cool.
They almost hit my car.
Oops. Oh. Yeah. Your car, you're driving already?
No, well, my mom's car.
And this was not during the school day, was it?
No.
No.
It was Saturday.
It was like Saturday.
I think we got there like,
7 a.m.
Wow, early Saturday morning. Okay, mm-hmm. Was it worth getting up that early?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome,
yes.
That's what I wanted to hear. Cool. So, what was the most rewarding part, do you think? We'll start with you, Abby.
Probably awards.
Awards, cool. How'd y'all do?
I got fourth, and our school got six.
Sweet. And there's how many? That was the
14 or 15
schools. Very cool. So you competed in your own group as well as an entire team, the whole Science Olympiad team.
Yeah.
Cool. Ellie, what was your most rewarding part?
Maybe like the parties after, or like just like at the competition, like all the cool trucks and stations and stuff were pretty cool.
Yeah, Jarek.
The awards.
The awards too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd y'all do?
We got fifth in water rockets, but in backyard biologist we didn't place.
That's all right. Was it still fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not always about placing. It's just about having some fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For kids who might be interested in this, because this podcast will be up for years, I hope, that I hope in the fall some of our current third and fourth graders who will be, you know, fourth and fifth next year, they'll be able to listen to this podcast. What would you want to tell a student who's thinking about doing the podcast that might encourage them to go? We'll start with you, Ellie.
It's pretty fun. It's not, like, too competitive and stuff, so it's nice. If you like science, I think you should do it.
Okay. But do you have to know everything already?
No.
No.
There are, like, coaches and, like, stuff that'll help you learn more.
Jarek, what would you tell uprising kids that they might be interested in this?
Basically what Ellie said, and, like, it is fun. And you can do a lot of stuff there.
Anything to add, Abby?
You have to put the work in.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta stay after school on Mondays.
All right, last thing. Y'all wanted to make a little shout out to your coaches. Who was your coach again?
Mr. Schultz.
Mr. Schultz, yep. Appreciate all the time he put in. He didn't get paid for this, did he?
No.
Ellie, whose was yours?
Mrs. Bunker for both events.
Both events. Oh, she was teaching on both. And Jarek, you had somebody's dad?
Ellie's dad.
Oh, there you go, Mr. Bassetti. Well, thank you to all of those because we couldn't do this. I mean, Miss Ella can't do the entire competition by herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, y'all, thank you for joining us on podcast number 6, our Science Olympiad competition podcast. Remember, parents, if you have any suggestions for future podcasts, please email me at blum.kenneth@fcboe.org. This podcast will be live on your favorite podcatcher and will always be archived at
www.ogs.org.
The OGN Monthly Podcast is a production for the families of Oak Grove Elementary School, Fayette County Public Schools, Georgia. Archived episodes can be found at www.ogs.org.
also really like to thank Ms. Walters and Ms. Champlin, who were the coaches for not only us, but to everybody who got up to county or regionals, or maybe didn't get to any of those.
And I believe they were also the directors for the regional competition, right?
They were very, very helpful with everything.
Yeah, and I also want to thank all the coaches, even my dad, because they helped everyone with the tech competition, and they just they're really willing to help people.
Thank you for being on the podcast for it with me. This was an awesome experience having a couple of students on, and we're looking forward to our next podcast in the next month that we'll try to figure out what we're going to put on that one. Maybe you guys can help work some of the equipment over here now.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.